Now let's move on to your leaving St Kitts and coming to England.
I leave St Kitts on the 17th of August. I got here the 2nd of September.
Which year?
1960. And when I was coming through on the train, I was saying, look, a lot of factory, because we don't have chimneys and houses back home, only the factory that we have chimneys. And I thought, all where chimney is, smoke coming out, I thought it was factory to work into. I didn't know it was houses. And then when I came, I was in Northampton for a while. I got a job in a Chinese laundry, and I didn't like that. Anyway, I had an aunt over here who passed away lately with diabetes. And I came over to her in Birmingham, and then I started my life from then. I started working in a factory of five ways. And then afterwards, I moved down to Highgate, working in a factory. Used to be spraying these brass knob, what we used to call gold. And then afterwards, then I had Delroy.
Well, you haven't mentioned getting married yet, so tell me about that.
I got married. By the way, this is my second marriage. I got married the first time, and the husband wasn't really up to it. I have two children, Delroy and Ashley. And he started playing the field, so I couldn't take it, and I got divorced from him. Then I got married to this gentleman, and I have three children with this one.
Were both marriages in this country?
Yeah, both of them are here. And I went into Selly Oak Hospital to work as a cleaner, and while I was there, I met a lady who had a nursing home and asked me if I would like to work for her for three nights. But her rate of pay was 11 hours for £18 a night. And I thought that was a little slavery. So I said, anyway, I wanted to get into nursing. But because I had the eldest child and I wouldn't give him out to be minded, then I didn't get into nursing, because nursing wasn't as nice as what it is now with the hours. So then I said to her, I would work for you one night a week.